Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to
Big JD and Lippo in the morning. I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. How are you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing all right.
That's good.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. How about those Knicks? Fireworks?
Those fireworks. Yeah. Weren't they quite a display of fire and works?
You were lucky just to be living right here on the
I was. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Did you go on the roof?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Can you go on the roof, seriously?
I don't know if we even have a roof. I've been up that high.
It doesn't rain
in
here.
In a long time.
So you've never watched the fireworks from this building?
Yeah, on the third floor, there's a common area where the barbecues are.
Oh, okay.
Nice big gas barbecues.
So they have...
But yeah, there's a common area there, and you can actually see down there, so... It's not that high, you know what I mean? It's third floor.
Right. Sure.
But our third floor is higher than most third floors. Because of the high ceilings.
And it's definitely higher than the second floor.
You wonder if it is, though, because the ceilings are higher. So it may be.
You absolutely may be right.
There may be some truth to that.
Yes.
We'll never know.
You could also just walk out the front door.
You'll never find
another love
like mine. I'm going to sing that every week now. I did that last week.
It's You'll Never Know, though, isn't it?
Yeah, You'll Never Know. It's Lou Rawls.
Well, it's a
lot
No,
it's You'll Never Find. Is it You'll Never Know?
Maybe it is.
No, You'll Never Find. Another love like mine.
You're right.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
No one loves me like you, Big JD.
I know Lou Rawls. No one loves me but my mother. She could be jabbing me too. You know that? B.B. King.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone else did that or not, but...
Might be a blue standard. I'm not sure.
And B.B. King lost lots of weight. Standing up now, doing his show. No, he's not standing up.
No, standing. But I guess he did lose some weight, yes. Have you seen recent pictures? I haven't.
Lana just saw him at the Fox.
Who did?
Lana. She just went to the last show, a few weeks ago or something?
How come you didn't go?
Oh, I don't like the blues. I'm in Jeffrey David's blues connection, jeffreydavid.ca. But why didn't I go? I didn't get invited.
She went
with her sister and her cousin.
Okay.
So I really don't know why I didn't go.
It was like a cultural experience for them, right? Since they're all European and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. But they all know who B.B. King is. He's the king.
He's the king. He's the...
Along with Albert.
He's an American icon.
And Burger.
Freddie. Is that who you're thinking of? Albert and Freddie?
No, Burger King.
Oh, Burger King. Yeah. Yes.
Freddie King, yeah.
I remember going through the border one time, and I was going to see B.B. King at a show, and the guy was... I said, I'm going to see B.B. King and Jeff Beck, and he goes...
Who's that?
Who are you going to see? I go, B.B. King. He's an American icon. And then he points to a picture of George Bush on the wall and says, you don't want to know who's an American icon? That's the only American icon I follow.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
You're power-tripping, dude.
He didn't pull out his gun?
Exactly. And put it against his heart.
Yeah.
I was very surprised at his reaction. That he didn't even know B.B. King besides. That's crazy.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Did you know that the high court rejected parts of Arizona's immigration law?
Well, that's because they're all high.
What?
They're all high.
What do you mean?
That's what the high court, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
That's the judge that smokes weed before he goes on, sits on the bench.
That's some supreme stuff there.
The supremo weed, man.
The U.S. Supreme Court struck down three portions of Arizona's controversial immigration law. And that just happened on Monday, actually, and allowed one of the key provisions to stand in a highly anticipated split decision. And the justices ruled that Arizona overstepped its authority by creating state crimes
targeting legal immigrants.
Right.
Yeah. So they were allowed to walk up to an
make
immigrant.
Make their own laws up. Yeah. Against the immigrants.
See the papers, please.
Where they all are, yeah. And one provision made it a state crime for immigrants not to carry federal registration papers.
Right.
Which...
You don't have to carry your ID with you everywhere just because you're an immigrant.
Just because you're an immigrant. But some of these laws, of course, pertain to illegal immigrants. Now, a second crime, illegal immigrants to solicit work. Well, I guess it should be anyway, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why would they strike that down?
Because they're the people who make the country run down there.
And the third portion of the law struck down allowed state and local police to arrest illegal immigrants without a warrant in some cases. So do you really need a warrant to arrest somebody who's an illegal immigrant anyway?
Yeah, there has to be an arrest warrant. Because how are you going to prove they're an illegal immigrant just by coming up to them? Because they can't produce papers? That's not very fair,
is
it?
But then they have that rule in place that if you don't have papers... If you're an immigrant, period.
That's why they struck it down.
Yeah.
Because it unfairly targets people in general. It tries to be a gentler, kinder.
But do you think they're doing it so that they can, just protect against illegal workers? Or do you think there's more to the whole thing that they...
There is more to it, yes. Because Arizona is in a bad way as far as the immigrants coming across. Because they have the cartels... are the people who are bringing the illegal immigrants over. And it can get kind of dangerous on some of the farms down there, from what I understand. So these people see the farmers mostly. It's mostly farmland that they cross at. And these farmers see these people coming in, and they want these people off their land, obviously. But when they go to confront them, they're all armed. But it's not the people who are immigrating that are armed. It's the people who are bringing them in. In Windsor, police say they arrested an intoxicated woman who fell asleep behind the wheel in a McDonald's parking lot waiting for... a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if she was waiting for a Big Mac, she would have stayed awake. But she was waiting for a Filet-O-Fish. So she was intoxicated, so that might have had something to do with it. The fact it was 5:30 in the morning might have something else to do.
I think you might need to be intoxicated just to eat one of those anyways. Would you eat that if you're sober? Nothing against McDonald's.
No, nothing
it's
at
not
all.
It's a personal thing.
Friday, police responded to a call at a McDonald's at 411 St. Clair Street, where they found a woman sleeping behind the wheel. Police said the woman had placed an order in the drive-thru for a Filet-O-Fish and was asked to pull in to the waiting area while her order was completed. Well, yeah, if you sit in that waiting area, some mornings I go through the McDonald's, ask for a coffee, and they tell me to step aside while we serve other people. I've fallen asleep there many times.
Sure. I've woken up there in the morning sometimes. Okay, what are we talking about on the show today?
Today's topic is flags.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't have picked it, but...
No, flags is a very interesting topic in so much that it covers everybody. It covers the cowards, the brave people, countries, musicians,
and
artists.
It can cover your bed if you use one as a...
Bedspread?
Bedspread, yeah.
It also covers your windows.
And your windows, sure. A lot of people use them as... And there's so many different kinds of flags.
Yes, there are.
What about those flags like that have... I had one that was... it was like burlap, and it was Hendrix on it. So I think it said Jimi Hendrix or Jimi Hendrix Experience on it. Remember those kind of flags that you put on your walls?
Yeah.
The basement and stuff?
Yeah, those weren't so much flaggy as...
What were they called, though?
Weren't
they flags?
No, they're tapestry.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But they... what did we used to call them, really, though? You didn't call them a tapestry when you were younger, did you? That'd be fruity.
I did.
Sorry, you know what I mean, though?
That'd be fruity.
Oh, come on, check out my tapestry. I just got a new tapestry from the record store. We called them flags.
Probably did. We probably called them flags, you're right.
Of some kind. I know I did. Hey, I sounded like a radio guy there for a second.
Yes, you did. Why don't you talk like that all the time?
I can't. I have no diaphragm. There's nothing going on here today.
So you're what, sterile then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No diaphragm on Big JD. I thought the D in JD was
for diaphragm.
Jumbo diaphragm.
No. The D is for diaphragmless.
Anyway, flags.
Save that for another show.
Yes, let's save that for something else. I don't even know if it's
is it warm
show.
In here, or is it just me?
What about white flags?
What about black flag? Black flag, not a music show, but yeah. Rollins.
Yeah.
Love Rollins.
There's probably a bunch of band names that have flag in it. But what about the surrender flag? Where do you think that came from?
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Why did it come from war sometime?
Why did the white flag become...
I think it was something before that, when they throw in a towel.
Oh, throwing in a towel. You know what I mean?
I think that's where it kind of originated from somehow.
Yeah, I bet you that's exactly.
And then it became, hey, let's put it on a stick.
So they can see it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We can just wave it, and we don't have to throw anything and waste something and drop something.
Or when you're waving in your hand, it's like you get your hand shot off.
Yeah, well, for surrendering, yeah. But I think it can be used for a number of things. Like,
sure.
You know.
That's probably one of the best examples of a flag that you fly that you're not proud of. Because usually flags and pride go hand in hand.
Right.
And then there's the pride flag.
And that's really something to think about, the fact that you're not proud to wave a surrender flag.
No, you're not. There's no pride in that.
Because you just lost or you're surrendering. Yes, that's quite an observation.
Whereas there's a lot of people who fly flags and they're very proud of them. Some people put flags in their windows of their cars because they're proud of their soccer team.
Right.
As the Euro.
Or their nationality soccer. Or whatever.
Or their nationality, yeah.
Period, yeah.
So I wonder what kind of job you can get making a flag for a country. Like, how does that work?
Well, there's the places you see, they have a whole row of flags. They're on the street corner, on a corner at the gas station, and they have flags for every occasion. Or there's a place locally here that I think was I don't know if they're still there. Oh, I think it's now at the, it's an expo center now or something, the old GM.
Transmission building.
Yeah, on Walker and like Seminole. Yep. And I think there's somewhere in there that they make flags of all kinds.
Actually make the
even
flags.
The nice tapestries that you put in your basement on the wall, the music type things.
Yes. Yeah. I was just wondering, the person who actually designs a flag, how do you get that job?
To designing flags? Design. What do you mean designing? You mean like for a country or something?
For a real flag? Yeah, like let's say Egypt. Egypt just brought in a new government.
Well, you wonder how those originated or who designed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I like to get that job. Designing. Well, your legacy could last for years and years and years and
years. I think you just need to design a flag. Why don't you design a flag for something, and then it will be the big new thing. Weren't we talking something about that on a show at some point where somebody, it became a new thing, like a symbol or a flag or something? I don't know. Something comes to mind for that, but maybe you should just design a flag for something. What would it be for?
A band.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you think of something else?
Actually, there's a good point right there. What about genres of music flags? A flag that really symbolizes something. Like, you know what I mean? A flag that's made with a few colors or something with the horns for metal or,
they got specific things. A harp for classical music?
A harp for classical music? Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe you want like colors, not necessarily illustrations on this flag.
They don't necessarily have to be. I mean, it can be as broad as what flags are anyway.
Right.
But I don't know what you would, for different genres of music. So you'd be waving your heavy metal flag, you know what I mean, with the thing on it. And nobody's really done that. I mean, maybe somebody's made a flag or something, you know what I mean? But nobody's actually made music flags, official music flags for different genres.
Where do you come up with these ideas?
Right here, man. I came up with it right now, and somebody's going to steal it from me.
It takes me to inspire you all the time. You come up with these ideas. It's like, whoa.
They're all floating around in there, and that's all that goes on all day long. All these ideas, and it's implementing that I don't have the time for, but that is something innovative and probably should be, because then you'd see people driving around with the official heavy metal flag.
I'm a heavy metal
official
guy.
Black metal flag, official rock flag, the official
blues
flag, the official jazz flag, official jazz flag. That would be sweet.
That's a great idea. I hope someone steals it, because you're not going to implement it. I'd like to see it.
It's recorded here in history now, right here on 99.1 FM, CJM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. Big JD developed it.
The genre music flag.
And is there anything else I can get in for that copyright? For when somebody steals it and we refer back to this in court?
Because
you're going to be called, you're going to be subpoenaed, you know that.
Probably, yeah.
And I'm going to start. Let's design the flags.
No, I'm
creative, but you're going to be partners with me because you're a Photoshop guru.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit.
And so what are we talking about on the show today?
Talking about flags.
Wow.
Now, there's country flags. Now, there's a lot of elements of flags that are common amongst all flags. Usually,
the post?
Usually there's strips or stripes of some sort.
Sure.
And a lot of flags have, what do they call that thing? And like, not an emblem, but a... there's some kind of There's a word for it, and it's a flag term. There's no, this is a term that is exclusive to flags, and I'm not thinking
banner. Of, no,
no. Anyway, the, oh, like it,
you coat know, of arms.
Something like a coat of arms. I know there's a one word.
And there's
name.
Those ribbon ones too that they have on them, and sometimes symbols. There's always symbols it, of some there, kind.
Yeah, it's
stars
based on symbolism. And, yes,
that's a whole other show. Symbolism, right there.
Write her down.
Yeah, we should go back and listen to all the shows, and we'd have topics up the wazoo.
Well, if we spent all the time.
Speaking of wazoo, it's another name show right there.
Wazoo?
Like funny names and stuff, funny words.
Is,
show
is the word wazoo related wazoo? To the word kazoo?
I don't think so. No. It's related at all. No. It's one of those synoptimisms.
Oh, okay.
Synoptimisms.
I have a kazoo in my car.
Do you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're implementing kazoos in the acoustic act that we're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a fan of the kazoo?
I was going to come on Friday, but...
I don't want to hear no
I like kazoos. They're kind of neat.
Well, yeah, you got to
anyway,
use those sparingly.
I want to see you guys, so I'm sure I'll be there Friday.
Tomorrow night.
Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not Friday.
Yes, this is Thursday, and tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Friday, right.
Lowe's on Landing, 5 o'clock.
There you go. There's so anybody come on out and see... what's the band called? You got a name?
FLD. That's a,
oh, yeah?
That's Francis Lippo and Dan.
Wow.
I don't know. We try to think of a name, but I don't know if we're actually going to put something up on the marquee or not. You got a name for us?
Fran Lip. I don't know.
Fran Lip. Lip Fran.
Dan Frando.
Dan Fran Lip. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough one to use. Try to use your names for, I guess.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
I think you'll come up
that.
With a some kind of a name that
we probably will.
Yeah,
as long as we're successful, I think we'll come up with a name.
And we'll work on a flag for you guys.
We need a flag. There we
yeah.
go.
You can hire me to do the flag.
All right. That's a deal.
So yeah, you were talking about
flags and the different elements that make up flags and how unique the Canadian and American flags are.
Oh, just the two of them? How unique they are?
Yeah, because they seem to be like the newish type flags. Like there's flags that have been around since like the Roman Empire.
Well, the U.S. flag's been around for a long time too, though.
Hundreds of years.
What about Canadian flag? How long has that been around?
1876. Do the math.
Yeah, well.
130 years.
30.
Yeah.
Something.
we're not good at
we're
doing math.
We're not good at doing.
On the fly.
On the fly.
What are you what doing?
What are you doing?
You're crazy.
So yeah, flags, and then there's flags like you put on a bicycle for protection. That's a flag for protection. It's a protective flag. Those
it's like a condom for your bike.
You know those ones that are they're like a glowing orange, like the balls that you play with in the street. They have the orange ball that you play road hockey with, so it glows in the so people can see it.
Yep.
And they have flags like that you put on your.
And your bike.
Triple wheeler bike.
Any kind
of
bike.
A big basket on the back.
And usually a lot of those flags have big, long...
Yeah, so you can see them over bushes if somebody's coming around a corner, like type of thing. That's what that's for protection.
Over bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When there's bushes and you're coming around the corner and there's, you know, maybe people around and somebody can't see.
What kind of flag do you have on your bike?
I don't have a flag on my bike.
Mm. So there's no flag whatsoever on your bike?
I don't think so,
Not a sticker of a flag even?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I thought once I saw a little There's, American flag on there.
No, not a, on my motorcycle?
Of course.
Yeah, that's a Oakland County Sheriff's badge, and it doesn't actually come off, and it's a police bike, and that badge actually can't come off the fender unless you, like, ruin everything and repaint it and everything.
Ruin it.
Yeah.
Don't want you ruining your bike.
No, no. It's actually in Chatham right now.
What's your bike doing in Chatham?
I have an electrical issue.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
We have flags and banners from The Faces off their Ooh La La album.
Thank you. through a scarlet door, I watched you slipping away. And your brother's helpless prayers were all in vain. This night I was woken by my cry.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
On Tech Talk this week,
we're talking about treating depression.
Okay.
With daffodils.
Oh, not with pills?
Not with pills, no. Because okay. Here's the deal with treating depression with pills. Pills go in you and they want to come out of you very quickly. Mm-hmm. Because your body doesn't know how to really...
Or to reject them.
Yeah, exactly. So it does what it can while it's in you. And the
It'd be nice if we could reject depression. We can, if you're conscious of it.
Yes.
I refuse to be depressed.
Well, that's what I do, pretty much. I try to use my brain, but
You ever get depressed? You don't get depressed, do you?
I don't think I do.
I don't either, really.
No, you get sad sometimes, but that's not depression.
I pretty much don't care about anything. So how can you get depressed if it doesn't? Nothing matters?
I don't care. I'm sad, but I don't care.
What if you're depressed about being depressed? That would really be depressed.
Oh, I'm depressed thinking about it. No, yeah. I'm not. Scientists have proved that Wordsworth, you know who Wordsworth is, he's a poet.
Oh, sure.
He was actually right to say daffodils are a source of joy. Studies have found that the compounds crinum and cryanthus, which are South African species of snowdrops and daffodils, are able to pass through the blood-brain barrier, the defensive wall that keeps the brain isolated. According to scientists at the University of Copenhagen, the wall is a major problem in treating brain diseases, including depression, because drugs are pumped out as quickly as they are put in. Research show that 9 out of 10 compounds cannot penetrate the brain, but Professor Bergen Broden said the compounds from the South African flowers were able to pass through the barrier.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, eh? That they can find, well, that's where we're going to find all the clues.
So I wonder what they do with a daffodil, right?
Daffodils and snowdrops.
Did it say anything about what they do with it to...
What way
would you ingest that?
Well, they'd have to break it down, right? Just like the way they break down every other... Most cures that we have
In a lot of cases, they come from something natural anyway. So why does one work and one not work? You know what I mean?
Because usually what they do is they find the source of... the thing that makes whatever ailment you have go away. Mm-hmm. So it's this plant or this algae or this cartilage or whatever. And then once they find the molecular structure of it, they reproduce it synthetically.
All right. Yeah.
That's the issue.
The synthetics.
Because they have to produce massive amounts of this stuff.
Yeah, I guess. We wouldn't have any daffodils left. It'd be an endangered species.
Right. Whereas if something like shaga became mainstream, shaga would eventually be, I'm sure there's an artificial version of shaga would be produced.
Yeah, true.
And what is shaga again? Cactus?
Shaga is a mushroom. It's a shiitake mushroom, I believe, yeah.
What about shiitake mushroom?
Shiitake mushroom.
Shaga is a shiitake mushroom?
I believe so, yeah.
Really? So eating shiitake mushrooms is good for you then?
Oh, yeah. Shiitake mushrooms are good for you, sure.
And they're good too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, if you like mushrooms.
Do you like mushrooms?
I don't really care for mushrooms. Okay. For some reason, they seem alive to me, even when they're cooked. I don't really. They're like these mushy, spidery type things. It seems like a spider's body, mushroom. I don't like it.
The food is alive.
I will eat them because they're good for me, and I definitely take shaga twice a day for 6 years.
And you can get yours at.
Yeah. What's myshaga.com/oppen, OPPEN.
Bam.
Yeah, Lana sells shaga.
Lots of plugs here on today's show.
Yeah, kingfridayrocks.com, wickedangel.ca.com, .ca.com. Anyway, that's just craziness. We do a lot of things, though.
Yes, you do.
Where's the new band site? Are you going to have something up?
Probably.
Need a web designer? Just kidding.
No.
You do all that anyways. How are you with CSS and you know, the new Dreamweaver and everything? Because I know you got a little more extensively into that at some point, but...
That stuff that's like playing guitar. You have to, you know, keep practicing to get good at it. And I honestly have been playing more guitar than I have been practicing my CSS.
The thing that really gets me about CSS is I have no problem working with CSS and fixing things and, you know, all that kind of stuff and building a site. But I know that you can swap one look for another and everything is just... still in the same place, mm-hmm. but the whole everything changes. The colors, the look of the site, I guess,
everything,
and whatever.
The fonts, the colors, everything.
Okay, yeah. I never really got that out of it. And how do I switch everything? You know what I mean?
Well, you just point it to a different style sheet.
Yeah, I guess so. But the style sheets have to be the same somehow.
No.
You can't just use any style sheet and everything's just gonna fall into place where it's supposed to be again. You know what I mean?
In a way you could, but
we'll talk about that off camera.
I was gonna say I've had some criticisms about the show, and one of the things is some of the stuff goes over people's heads. They really like our
Wait, what? You lost me there. Hold on. What?
Exactly. That's my point.
We're too technical.
Something like that. Any last words on flags?
Last words on flags. Yeah. What about, there's got to be other kinds of flags of some kind. What about two flags on one pole? I'm looking at right in front of me here.
Yeah, there's flags right in front of us. Exactly. Yeah.
One of them is the Canadian flag, and right underneath it, they're flying a second flag. And then what about flags at half mast?
Flags at half mast. That was the other thing. I want to talk about surrender flags and flags at half mast. Mm-hmm. The flags at half mast, that is I think it's a nautical tradition, I guess it would be, when someone died or someone had to get thrown overboard or whatever, they would put the flag at half mast on the ship.
Right.
So it was something that was done out.
It's something that symbolizes a passing of someone, I guess.
Right.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And now it's time for quotes and quips.
This week's quote is from somebody who we've quoted many times before, one of our faves.
Oh, okay.
Mark Twain.
Ah, I love Mark.
I love Mark. We, and he speaks as Americans, are the lavishest and showiest and most luxury-loving people on Earth.
Hmm.
And at our masthead, we fly one true and honest symbol, the gaudiest flag the world has ever seen.
Wow, that's gone way over my head. It's too long. I didn't even know what was going on. You lost me when you said Mark Twain.
Well, he was
trying to figure out the...
He was just trying to put the connection together between the flag and the people in the country.
Right. And connecting them how?
Well, he thinks that the American flag is gaudy.
I think the look of the American flag is cool.
That's because you're a gaudy guy.
Yeah, I guess.
If you were to design a flag...
I should have been God, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you are God to me.
Well... Yeah.
Big JD.
Now, if only everybody else felt the same way, we'd be all set.
I worship at the Church of Big JD.
And I'd be the president of Canada.
Would you not agree? What do you think of the American flag? You think it's not too gaudy? You think it's...
I never looked at it that way, that's for sure. I just look at it and see the symbol of America and patriotism. And
that's funny that you say patriotism is associated with the flag.
And if okay.
I was going to say you can burn the American flag and get arrested.
Right. Yeah, of course. What about Canadian flag?
I don't know if the Canadian government really Canadian flag.
Nah. Why would they?
Right. They don't get in your face.
We got no stars in our flag.
No stars, just one big leaf.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know what to say, but I wanted to say something about smoking the leaf.
I know you did. I could see it. smoke.
I wasn't thinking of the horticulture.
I could see the smoke. But yeah, okay.
That's what this show's all about, smoke and mirrors.
Anyway, we'll leave you on that note.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening. Everybody will see you next week.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.